Hello everyone, welcome to Tesla Daily News. Today is July 23rd, Thursday, and the following is the latest Tesla news. Let us begin with the stock market and how Tesla shares are trading. According to the latest market data, Tesla closed at $374.01, down from the previous close of $378.93. The stock opened at $375.53, traded as high as $380.17, and as low as $372.90, with a trading volume of just under 30 million shares. In short technical terms, price dips, support holds, trend still constructive overall. For investors, this modest decline reflects a tug-of-war between weaker-than-expected earnings and stronger-than-expected vehicle deliveries, which we will discuss right now. According to Decimal Algemeine, Tesla has reported its latest quarterly results with a clear divergence between top-line and bottom-line performance. Revenue for the quarter rose about 26% year-over-year to roughly $28.24 billion, driven by a strong rebound in deliveries. Tesla delivered around 480,000 vehicles, up roughly a quarter compared with the same period last year, reversing the unit sales decline seen in the previous two fiscal years. However, the company significantly missed Wall Street profit expectations. On an adjusted basis, earnings per share came in at 33 cents, while analysts had been expecting about 51 cents. That is a very wide gap, and it explains part of the pressure on the share price. The net profit picture was also underwhelming. According to the report, quarterly net income fell around 5% to approximately $1.11 billion. Several factors contributed to this margin compression. First, Tesla has been using price cuts and discounts, especially in the crucial United States market, to sustain volume and defend market share. These incentives supported deliveries but weighed on profitability. Second, regulatory credits provided far less of a cushion than in previous periods. Revenue from the sale of CO2 emissions credits dropped sharply to $146 million, down from $380 million just one quarter earlier. Policy moves in the United States that weakened emission standards and reduced the need for credits have hit this high-margin revenue stream. For years, these credits had helped Tesla smooth out earnings during more challenging stretches. That buffer is now much smaller. From a strategic perspective, Elon Musk continues to describe the long-term future of Tesla as centered on robots and robotaxis. Yet, for now, the company still lives and dies by auto sales and the economics of the car business. The latest quarter underlines that reality: higher volumes and solid revenue growth, but profits that are more sensitive to pricing, incentives, and regulatory frameworks. On the positive side for European investors, Tesla is still expanding its manufacturing footprint. The company's factory in Grünheide near Berlin, which produces the Model Y, is slated for production increases. Higher local output can bring logistics savings, better supply security in Europe, and potential margin benefits over time, assuming demand remains healthy. For shareholders, the key takeaways from this earnings update are: volume growth remains strong, pricing power is weaker, regulatory credit tailwinds are fading, and earnings are now more tightly tied to core automotive efficiency and cost control. As a result, expectations for future profitability and the pace of new product introductions, including autonomy features, will be crucial for the stock's next move. Next, let us turn to an important topic for long-term investors and used vehicle buyers: battery durability and brand perception. According to HNA, reporting on a large-scale study by Swedish used car platform Carla using diagnostic data from Avilu, the health of electric vehicle batteries after more than 100,000 kilometers is generally much better than many consumers expect. Across almost 10,000 tested vehicles, most brands retain around 90% or more of their original battery capacity at that mileage. The leading brands in this study were Kia and Hyundai, with average remaining capacity above 95%. Mercedes, BMW, Ford, and Volvo also maintain more than 94% of original capacity, on average. This implies only about 3-6% capacity loss for these brands after extensive use. Tesla, however, was a notable surprise in this dataset. The brand ranked near the bottom, in 12th place out of 14, with an average remaining capacity of about 90.2% after 100,000 kilometers. That is still a solid result in absolute terms, but it lags behind several premium and mass-market competitors. Only Renault and Nissan performed slightly worse in this particular sample. The analysts in the report are careful to stress that these brand-level numbers are rough guideposts, not guarantees. Battery health can differ significantly within a single brand or model line, depending on battery chemistry, supplier differences, thermal management design, and especially user behavior such as frequent fast charging or deep discharges. Yet, for investors in Tesla, this kind of comparative study matters for at least two reasons. First, long-term battery durability is central to residual values and total cost of ownership, which influence both new and used demand. If competing brands can credibly claim higher average capacity retention, they may gain an edge among informed buyers of used EVs. Second, the perception of Tesla as the clear technology leader in batteries can be challenged when independent data show that others, particularly Korean and German brands, may now equal or surpass Tesla in real-world longevity for certain packs. Over time, that could push Tesla either to refine battery management strategies, invest in higher durability chemistries for some segments, or communicate more transparently about expected degradation patterns. That said, the broader message of the study remains favorable to the EV sector and indirectly supportive of Tesla as well. Virtually all tested brands still had around 90% of their original capacity after more than 100,000 kilometers. That is far better than many consumers fear and should help reduce anxiety about buying used electric cars, including used Teslas. The report also notes that drive batteries fail quite rarely compared to other components. When they do fail, repairs can be extremely costly, averaging over 7,000 euros. This underlines the importance of battery warranties, careful pack design, and modular repair strategies. For Tesla investors, any initiatives that make battery repairs more modular or affordable could help preserve residual values and support brand loyalty in the long term. Let us now shift focus from batteries to market share and competitive positioning, especially in the United States. According to CleanTechnica, the United States electric vehicle market remains heavily dominated by Tesla, even as overall EV sales have softened. In the most recent quarter, the Tesla Model Y and Model 3 once again occupied the top two positions by a large margin, effectively defining the segment's volume leadership. Behind Tesla's top duo, the Hyundai Ioniq 5 secured third place and was the only non-Tesla model to exceed 10,000 sales in the quarter. The article points out that the Ioniq 5 is now achieving nearly one-third of the sales volume of the Tesla Model 3, which is a meaningful milestone for a competitor in a market long dominated by Tesla alone. The Toyota bZ-Series, formerly known as the bZ4X, moved into fourth place, with the Ford Mustang Mach-E just behind in fifth. Other models reaching more than 5,000 quarterly sales included the Chevy Equinox EV, Rivian R1S, and Honda Prologue. Although these volumes remain modest compared to the global EV market in China or Europe, they show a slow broadening of the model mix in the United States. Year over year, the Model 3 experienced a significant sales decline, which helped narrow the gap between Tesla and its closest challengers like the Ioniq 5. Meanwhile, some newer models, especially from Toyota and Subaru, posted strong growth from a low base. In a separate but related analysis, CleanTechnica examines the overall United States EV market, which declined about 21% year-over-year in the second quarter, from roughly 311,000 sales to around 247,000. EVs accounted for only about 5.9% of total auto sales in the United States in that period. This is far behind China, where EVs have surpassed 40% market share, and Europe, where they are around the low 20s. Despite the disappointing comparison, there are some encouraging signs. The latest quarter was still the strongest since the record-breaking third quarter of 2025, which was artificially boosted by a rush to capture an expiring tax credit. Compared with the same quarter in 2022, EV sales in the United States are up more than a quarter, and versus 2021 they are more than doubled. For Tesla investors, these dynamics have several implications. First, Tesla remains the anchor of the United States EV market, without which the country's adoption rate would look even weaker. This confers strong brand influence, negotiating leverage with suppliers, and enduring mindshare among consumers. Second, the growth of credible alternatives such as the Hyundai Ioniq 5 and Toyota's EVs shows that the market is gradually normalizing, with competition that can take share from Tesla, especially if Tesla keeps cutting prices and compressing margins. Investors must balance Tesla's unit dominance against increasing volume from well-funded rivals. Third, the overall softness in the United States EV market means that even Tesla is operating into a headwind. Policy uncertainty, charging infrastructure gaps, and consumer hesitation are all contributing factors. Any future policy changes, whether new incentives or stricter emission standards, could materially alter the growth trajectory and benefit Tesla disproportionately, given its scale. Next, we turn to a more qualitative but highly important aspect, real-world safety performance and vehicle engineering, highlighted by a dramatic accident involving the Tesla Cybertruck. According to Tuoi Tre News in Vietnam, citing a report from Car Scoops and others, a serious multi-vehicle collision in Silver Spring, Maryland, has drawn global attention because of the way a Tesla Cybertruck behaved in the crash. A heavily loaded truck reportedly lost control at an intersection, plowed through traffic like a bowling ball, and caused impacts with at least 10 vehicles. Photographs of the scene reveal a Cybertruck lying on its side, apparently split into two sections. The rear portion of the vehicle, including the bed, was torn away from the passenger cabin, and high-voltage cables were visible. At first glance, many observers assumed the occupants would have suffered severe injuries or worse. However, the local police in Montgomery County reported that all individuals involved in the accident sustained only minor injuries. 18 people were medically evaluated at the scene, 10 were taken to hospital, including 3 children, and there were no life-threatening injuries. For safety analysts, the most striking point is that the Cybertruck's passenger cell remained structurally intact despite the extreme deformation of the rear. The steel frame surrounding the occupants did not show catastrophic collapse, while the rear body structure appears to have absorbed and dissipated much of the crash energy by effectively separating. This behavior mirrors the design philosophy Tesla has previously demonstrated in internal crash tests. The idea is to engineer controlled deformation zones that sacrifice bodywork to protect the cabin. In this case, the rear of the vehicle acted as a massive crumple zone, and the visible cut in half effect was actually a result of energy management, not total failure of the protective cage. Another important question raised by onlookers was why the Cybertruck did not catch fire, especially given the violent damage and exposed cables. According to coverage referenced by Tuoi Tre and Torque News, Tesla's battery pack architecture uses multiple separated modules and protective measures designed to limit the propagation of failures. In this accident, there was no evidence of thermal runaway, no visible fire, and no immediate battery venting, even as emergency crews worked around the damaged truck. The article notes that previous viral stories about Cybertruck fires were either mischaracterized or traced to external factors, such as an improvised device in the cargo bed, not failures of the traction battery. Real-world data from United States safety agencies also indicate that electric vehicles in general experience fires at a significantly lower rate than combustion vehicles, despite the social media focus on EV fire incidents. For Tesla investors and owners, this Maryland crash serves as a powerful, if unfortunate, real-life validation of Tesla's crash safety engineering. While crash test ratings from laboratories are important, high-profile real-world incidents often shape public perception more strongly. A visually shocking accident that nonetheless results in only minor injuries for Cybertruck occupants reinforces the narrative that Tesla designs very protective vehicle structures. Over time, strong safety performance can influence insurance costs, residual values, and brand trust. For a controversial and polarizing vehicle like the Cybertruck, this kind of story may help offset concerns about its unconventional design and earlier debates about build quality or pedestrian safety. Finally, we close with a detailed driving and ownership review of a mainstream Tesla product in Europe, which sheds light on how current models are perceived in normal daily use. According to La Razón in Spain, a journalist conducted a 900-kilometer test of the Tesla Model Y standard rear-wheel drive, primarily around the Madrid region, including daily highway commutes, city driving, secondary roads, and several fast charge sessions. The central question in the review was how much of the Tesla experience remains in the most affordable version of the Model Y, which sits near €40,000 before incentives in Spain. Tesla has created this variant by cutting certain features and hardware compared with the more expensive premium and performance trims. The verdict from the reviewer is that almost everything that truly matters is still present. The car delivers a very smooth yet reactive driving experience, with quick throttle response, strong but controllable acceleration, and comfortable ride quality even with passive dampers. For daily driving, the car feels refined and easy to live with. The stripped-down standard model lacks some premium touches. Externally, lighting signatures are simpler, and it rides on 18-inch wheels with aero covers. Inside, the roof glass is darkened and lined, the upholstery combines fabric with vegan leather, the rear display and ambient lighting are removed, the steering column adjustment is manual, the sound system has fewer speakers, and only the front seats are heated. Under the skin, the battery warranty is shorter, the maximum DC fast charging rate is reduced to about 175 kilowatts instead of 250, and the damping system is simpler. Even so, the reviewer argues that these are precisely the kind of components that most owners rarely think about, making them intelligent cost-cutting choices from Tesla's perspective. On the software side, there is no compromise. The standard Model Y uses the same highly responsive 15.4-inch central screen, the same operating system, and the same over-the-air update capability as the top trims. The integrated app experience, keyless entry via smartphone, remote climate preconditioning, trip planning with supercharger routing and occupancy data, sentry mode, dog mode, and camping mode, all work as on the high-end models. The basic autopilot, which includes adaptive cruise control with lane centering, emergency braking, blind spot monitoring, and cross-traffic alert, is standard. Optional packages like enhanced autopilot and full self-driving supervised are available for extra cost, though, as the article notes, many of the most advanced features remain limited or unavailable in much of Europe pending regulatory approvals. During daily Madrid area highway use, the reviewer found the assistance features to be well-tuned, without phantom braking or erratic behavior. Parking Assist also worked well, though at one point it issued a late request for driver intervention after completing a maneuver, illustrating that these systems still require full attention. Where the standard Model Y shows its main weakness is in real-world driving range. Officially, Tesla claims about 534 kilometers under European test cycles with an estimated usable battery capacity near 60 kWh. In actual mixed use, the reviewer observed the battery dropping about 10% every roughly 35 kilometers, implying an effective range in the mid-300s. For urban and suburban users with home charging, this is more than adequate. For frequent long-distance travelers, however, it means more planning and more reliance on fast chargers. The reviewer notes that around Madrid, convenient superchargers are still relatively sparse in some suburbs, and many public AC chargers, such as those at supermarkets, are too slow to be a good solution in urgent cases. When connected to a supercharger, the car performed well, moving from about 20% to full in roughly 35 minutes, with the vehicle preconditioning the battery when navigating to the station to maximize charging speed. With home charging at off-peak electricity rates, operating cost per 100 kilometers can drop to just a bit over 2 euros, far below gasoline equivalents. The conclusion of the review is clear. For drivers who mainly use their vehicles for daily commuting and regional trips, especially those with access to a private charger, the Model Y standard rear-wheel drive is an excellent and cost-effective entry point into the Tesla ecosystem. The car preserves the key strengths of Tesla: software, charging integration, smooth powertrain, and high practicality. For drivers who do long trips every weekend or very frequently, the reviewer recommends the higher-range standard long-range variant, which brings significantly more usable range and faster charging at a higher upfront price. For Tesla investors, this review highlights two important strategic points. Tesla is successfully broadening its addressable market in Europe by offering a lower-priced variant built in its German plant at Grünheide, and it is doing so while preserving the brand's core differentiators in software and user experience. At the same time, the review underscores persistent challenges around charging network density and the importance of continued investment in infrastructure, both by Tesla and by third parties. That wraps up today's Tesla Daily News. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and stay tuned for our next update.